Here's a thought about levels of attention. It's often been said that we live in the age of multitasking, but I'm not convinced our age does any more multitasking than people have done in the past. For example, I can ride my bicycle while carrying on a conversation. The conversation happens in the foreground of my consciousness. The bicycle management happens intuitively, at a deeper level, at a less conscious level. The same can be said for listening to music. I can put the headphones on and listen intently, or I can just have the music on in the background. And maybe an entire album goes by and I haven't really registered it. It's just sort of filling the audio airspace. The same can be said about photography. We can look at photography intently and with the full focus of our attention, or we can sort of have it in the background where it just happens, but not on a conscious level, or at least not very frequently at a conscious level. This is one of the challenges, I think, with framed prints. The minute you frame a print and you put it on the wall, for the first 20 minutes, hour, day even, you will pay a lot of attention to that newly framed image, and it'll be unique and new and fun, but give it a little time. And pretty soon it just sort of fades into the background. And when someone comes over to visit, they might glance up at the print on the wall and say, oh, nice print. It might be the focus of conversation for a few minutes, but then it just slips into the background. And suddenly there's no attention paid to it at all. I think this is a challenge for many, many things in life. And part of our challenge as artists is to try to figure out how to get our work to the top of the attention span so that people really look at it. I think this is what Minor White was getting at when he said you really haven't seen a photograph until you've looked at it for 30 minutes. I think this is one of the reasons that I like looking at photographs in books and in chapbooks and folios and those kinds of things, rather than in gallery presentations. Go to an opening night at a gallery, and it's all about schmoozing and conversation and meeting up with friends, and a lot less about looking at the artwork. But artwork that is worthy of our attention, it's really worthy of our full attention.